They didn't sell us the grind by accident. It wasn't a mistake. It wasn't a misunderstanding. It was deliberate, carefully crafted, a story told so many times in so many ways that it sank into the bones of whole generations. We were taught to worship hard work because tired people are easier to manage, easier to manipulate, easier to control. If you're always chasing, you don't have time to question. If you're always running, you don't have time to rebel. You're too busy proving yourself, too busy trying to survive. You internalize the hustle so deeply that you start policing yourself. You punish your own rest. You shame your own slowing down. You become your own warden. They sold us the grind because the economy needed it. Capitalism doesn't thrive on balance. It thrives on endless growth, expansion without limits, profits without pause. And endless growth requires endless labor, endless ambition, endless consumption. The machine needs you to always want more. More status, more money, more recognition. Because when you're hungry, you keep buying. You keep building. You keep spending your life without ever stopping to count the real cost. That's why the messaging is so relentless. Why it shows up in motivational posters, corporate mission statements, viral hustle memes. Why every success story skips the parts about privilege and luck and focuses on sheer grit. Because if you believe that success comes solely from hard work, you won't look too closely at the systems rigged against you. You'll blame yourself when you fall short. You'll grind harder instead of questioning why the rules seem different for everyone else. They needed you to believe that rest is weakness, that asking for more, more time, more balance, more humanity is selfish. They needed you to idolize the ones who never quit and quietly erase the ones who burned out and disappeared. Because if you ever realize that rest is a form of resistance, that saying no is an act of power, that questioning the grind is a threat to the entire system, you might walk away. You might stop playing their game altogether. And if enough of us walk away, the machine slows down. So they package the grind as morality. Hard work wasn't just practical, it was righteous. Rest wasn't just inefficient, it was lazy. Success wasn't just personal, it was proof of your character. Poverty wasn't systemic, it was individual failure. They didn't just sell the grind as a way to get ahead, they sold it as the only way to be good enough to belong. It worked because it preyed on hope, on our desire to build better lives, to honor the sacrifices of those who came before us, to create futures we could be proud of. They took that hope and twisted it into a weapon, told us that if we just worked a little harder, pushed a little longer, believed a little more, we could win. And every time the finish line moved, we thought it was our fault for not running fast enough. But the truth is, the finish line was never meant to be reached. It was meant to be seen, to be dangled just far enough ahead to keep you moving. Because the real goal was never to free you. It was to use you, to drain your energy, your creativity, your time, and to convince you it was all your idea. They sold us the grind myth because it's profitable to keep people tired and dreaming. Profitable to keep us hustling for scraps while a handful of people stack wealth we'll never touch. Profitable to turn our ambitions into commodities, our energy into fuel, our lives into labor statistics. And somewhere deep down, we knew, even before the crack, even before the collapse, some part of us always felt the weight of it. The math never added up. The sacrifices never balanced out. The joy kept getting postponed. The freedom kept getting promised and delayed and promised again. We just wanted to believe. We needed to believe. Because the alternative, that we were sold a lie so they could keep profiting off our hope, that's a hard thing to carry. Harder than exhaustion, harder than failure, harder than admitting the grind won't save you. But if you're reading this, you're already carrying it, you're already seeing it, and that means you're already free. Because once you know why they sold you the grind, you can start deciding not to buy it anymore. Once you see the truth, you can't go back. You can't unknow that the grind was sold to you as a survival manual, but was really a blueprint for exhaustion. You can't unfeel the weight you've carried. But you can choose what you carry forward. You can decide to stop being a customer of the dream they marketed to you. And it starts with permission. Permission to stop chasing validation that was never built for you. Permission to rest without guilt. Permission to move at a pace that feels human, not mechanical. permission to measure success by your own metrics, not by output, not by optics, not by how busy you look to the outside world, because the system needs you to doubt your enoughness. That's how it keeps selling you more grind, more hustle, more proof. But once you stop believing that your worth is conditional, the sales pitch loses its power. They can't sell you exhaustion as a badge of honor anymore. They can't sell you visibility as love. They can't sell you scarcity as truth. You start seeing different markers of success, not the corner office, not the follower count, but mornings where you wake up without dread, evenings where you don't have to numb yourself to survive, projects that feed you instead of draining you, relationships where you don't have to perform to feel seen. You start building a different kind of wealth, wealth in time, wealth in choice, wealth in energy, wealth in being able to move through the world without sacrificing your soul for a paycheck or a platform. And when you move that way, when you reclaim your definition of success, you become harder to exploit. You become less profitable to systems that depend on your insecurity. You become someone they can't pace, can't predict, can't program back into the loop. That's why the unlearning is the real revolution, because every time you rest without guilt, you're resisting a culture that tried to make rest a luxury. Every time you create without chasing clout, you're reclaiming the right to make without monetizing your existence. Every time you build a life around presence instead of performance, you're tearing a crack in the story they sold you. And no, it's not easy. It means grieving the dreams they implanted. It means disappointing people who are still sprinting toward a finish line that doesn't exist. It means confronting the ways you bought into it, the ways you participated, the ways you made yourself smaller, faster, quieter for the sake of staying in the race. But you're not running anymore. You're choosing. And choice, that's the thing they can never sell you. That's the thing you take back when you stop chasing and start building on your own terms. Because the truth is, you never had to earn your worth. You were never supposed to prove your value through suffering. You are already enough without the grind, without the metrics, without the hustle. You're not here to be consumed. You're not here to be optimized. You're here to live. And living starts the moment you realize that the freedom you've been chasing through exhaustion was already inside you the whole time, waiting for you to stop running long enough to feel it. This is The Undercurrent, a story beneath the surface from The Truth Project, powered by M3 Media Studio.